Hey, this is Dan Ospo of the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team back here at the Tour de France on the top of the mountain in Courchevel for Stage 10. We just drove up the course, in fact, and it was a wild scene on the climb, as expected. A ton of spectators lining the entire course, predominantly Germans. At least the most vocal fans out there are Germans, and they saw the Discovery Channel team car go by and gave us some cheers, some boos, some mixture of emotions there. And, you know, I mean, this is the race. This is where the race will be made. It definitely had a much more electric feel at the start this morning. The weather is beautiful. Even up here at 1,850 meters altitude, it's quite nice out, and it's a hot day out there. And it's, again, we expect this to be the real crucial stage here to start the race. The race effectively begins today for our team, especially as we're going for the win, of course, with Lance. And if history is any indication, the last handful of years of Lance's great tour success, the first mountain stage is where he's really put the damage down in the sense of winning at Sestriere, winning at Hodecan, winning at La Mongie over the last handful of years. I mean, it's been a really terrific stage for Lance. He's made a big, forceful impact. So we're expecting the same today, potentially. Not sure if he's going to attack first or really respond to an attack, but no more hiding for the leaders. If you're a Roberto Heras, an Ivan Mayo, a Vinokourov, an Ulrich, Basso, and so down the line, today's your day. There's no more hiding behind your teammates, no more getting the jersey on your back and really kind of not wanting the jersey and maybe passing it on. Today, the person in the yellow jersey is going to be an absolute contender. As has happened over the years here at the Tour, the race was actually delayed today by a protest by French farmers. Just as the race had left Grenoble, the farmers actually got on the road and stopped the course and forced Jean-Marie LeBlanc and a handful of other Tour directors to come out of their cars and discuss the situation with the farmers. And from what I understood, the protest was, it was about wolves in the area that are eating the farmers' livestock and obviously losing money on that, and perhaps they wanted some more intervention from the government, who knows. But of course, it made it to the television and it made front page news tomorrow, I'm sure. So perhaps the farmers got their PR that they were looking for. But the Tour is delayed by about a half an hour today because of that stoppage. All was said and done, and honestly, it happens either every year or at least every other year. Something like this is actually a pretty common occurrence. We'll check back towards the end of the stage. It's sure to be an exciting finish with two Category 1 climbs, including the finish line here at Courchevel, where, again, there's tons of people. The anticipation is real high. But check back, and we'll see what happens towards the end of the stage. And for more information on the team, head to discovery.com.